possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hey, text message. Sometimes divorce is a good thing. Lovey. Yeah. To be clear, I'm not rooting for divorce with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I'm not. I'm merely pointing out the folly of the Kansas City Chiefs calling this a permanent induction into Chiefs Kingdom for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I'm not rooting for it, but I don't see anything that makes them special that they would necessarily fall outside the possibility of the 50% divorce phenomenon.
As celebrity marriages go, I think they have a few things going for them. Okay. I know, like, Travis Kelce, it seems like his parents are solid, been married forever. Are Taylor Swift's parents, I know her dad's real involved in her career, but are they, did she grow up in a pretty stable household or whatnot?
I think so, yeah. I think she did, yeah.
You know, I say, somebody who didn't grow up in a stable household, I had to relearn a few things about the way, you know, you should operate in a relationship. Or I had to learn them for the first time.
Right.
So, I feel better about, okay, if they both come from stable home lives, then that gives them a better chance. And also, Travis is... You know, for the vast majority of Travis's career, he's not going to be distracted by, or of his marriage.
Yeah.
He's only going to play another year or two of football, I would guess, max. So that's a big part, is that those first few years after you retire from football, it can be stressful. It's a huge life change, and you're trying to figure out exactly who you're going to be for the rest of your life. And it's not always as simple. Obviously, the financial part's not a big deal, but it's just it's all the existential stuff after that.
Yes.
Is Taylor going to be there and available for Travis as he's, you know, crying in his pillow at night about a lack of focus and direction?
Right. Taylor, I used to have every minute of my day spoken for. And now I've got all this free time on my hands.
And this is what jumps up and bites a lot of former football players, myself included. I had a real good plan for what I wanted to do when I was done playing football. But within the first 2 years, I realized, oh, I don't actually enjoy what my plan was going to be.
Right.
And I'm not cut out to do certain things that I thought I was. So you got to pivot.
Yeah.
You'll pivot.
Yep.
And it's hard. You know, it's hard, especially when, you know, your wife's off on some tour of Asia. Doing God knows what, you know, forgetting to FaceTime you every couple of nights, all of that starts to wear on the brain.
What was Brandy doing in Asia? Oh, no, I know.
That's what I'd like to know. And what I kept on asking.
What was she touring for?
She would be like, stop it. You said, you're being very controlling. No, Brandy, you haven't been home in 3 months.
Very controlling. You've been,
and she's like, why are you trying to control me? Everybody says that you're being controlling. Yeah. It's really a problem. And I'd be like, oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I love sometimes divorce is a good thing. It might be my favorite hockey that we have in there. To be clear, I'm not rooting for that.
I think they make it. I think those two make it.
They seem to really like each other. That's the thing. I watched the podcast with the two of them.
Yeah.
I came away liking the two of them watching the podcast that they did last week. It was like 2 hours long. They broke YouTube.
They've been dating 2 years here. That's still in the schmoopy phase. Let's get past the schmoopy phase. You know?
I don't know.
Is he farting openly in front of her yet? I don't know if
Travis Kelce, probably. I'm guessing he is.
Yeah, but it's Travis Kelce on his best behavior, right? We know Travis. Listen, Travis, we know who you are. Yeah. And you've been on your best behavior because you know that you're the one, you do not have the upper hand in this relationship.
No, that's fair.
You're the one that sought after her, thought she was just like some unattainable thing. You went after it. Kudos to you.
That's the amazing.
I don't think he's farted in front of her
yet. The amazing thing about it is he was like, this was not something where they like kind of clandestinely met at a party or they share an agent or something. Like he was openly like, I want to date Taylor Swift. And now he's getting married to her. It's pretty amazing, actually, when you think about it. Text message, if your daughter, my daughter, this texter's talking to me. Sean, if your daughter was a true fan, she should hate that Taylor Swift is getting engaged. What's she going to sing about now? All her songs are about breakups.
Right. That's what's the first time Taylor Swift hits a lull in her career, which I don't know if that'll ever happen. Yeah. Her fans are so intense.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe she puts out a stinker of an album or something. She's going to start giving the side eye to Travis. Feeling like, why don't you give me something to be angsty about, right? You're too good. You're like, you're not jealous of other guys? Maybe you don't care about me. That's where it says she's going to start creating things in her head for songwriting material.
What if this is all a work just to release the ultimate breakup album, her divorce from Travis Kelce? Like that, because I'll tell you right now, I would be standing on the curb waiting for that album. You know what I mean? Like, I would be waiting, figuratively. I know we'll just download all the songs to our phones. But, boy, that'll be something. Like, an actual divorce. Not a breakup. Like, an actual divorce with paperwork and what. So, is there a prenup for this thing, do you think?
I mean, she's worth a lot more money than
eight times, according to Darren Ravel yesterday.
And I think they're both, you know, like they're pros. They've been around. They know the deal. I think they all got representation.
Yeah,
I'd imagine that somebody in Taylor Swift's camp, she probably like might float it to Travis without Taylor even knowing about it.
Yeah.
And Travis would be like, yeah, what do I get? Yeah. We're both fine regardless. It's a piece of paper. Fine.
There's a texter asking if my daughter's boyfriend, Charlie, who's a big Swiftie, he was the one on Survivor who rattled off 107 Taylor Swift songs. Is he excited about it? I just texted Judy. Huge, like one of those fonts on a text that like gets big and small, and small. Obviously, with like 7 exclamation points afterwards.
Well, unlike you and I, he's not your stereotypical male.
Right.
He's more evolved in a lot
of
ways.
Got a sensitive side. Yeah, absolutely.
He gets excited about the stupid emotional stuff.
That's right. If you're coming, this is the pettiest show on radio. If you're coming for a celebration of the nuptials, that you come to the wrong place.
Listen, you were asking earlier why people get so excited about this stuff, and I basically said, like, look, it's basically, to generalize, it's a male versus female thing. Most guys, more times in their life, are kind of sad when a guy's getting married. You're like, great. Nice knowing you.
What are you doing?
Yeah, cool. You're getting married. Good for you.
No, you get excited because of the bachelor party. That's what we get excited about.
Yeah.
Where's the bachelor party? All right, Texans 53-man roster. Let's just take a quick run through this thing. I'm just going straight down right here. All right, I'll start at quarterback. How surprised were you when old Mertzy made the team yesterday?
I was a little bit surprised, but not as surprised as I would have been if he didn't have that third preseason game performance.
Well, that's how for people that dismissed the third preseason game, that's why Graham Mertz is on the team probably because of that.
Yeah, I think the Texans, when they drafted Graham Mertz, probably thought, okay, there's a chance, you know, we cut him, but we keep him on the practice squad. Yeah. But after that performance, I think he did enough that it could have been tantalizing to some teams out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Browns at any given time might have 17 quarterbacks on their roster. I wouldn't put it past the Browns just to stay relevant. The Browns are going to go full Jerry Jones mode. Just keep signing quarterbacks and putting them above Shedeur Sanders on the depth chart.
Oh, God.
Like, wait a second.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I think that him performing as well as he did in the third preseason game, where really, he was 14 of 16, and I think the two incompletions were more miscommunications. They weren't poor passes. That he could have easily been 16 for 16 in that game and looked really comfortable running and doing all those things. Yes, it's in the preseason, but that's when teams are looking and evaluating their various. There are a lot of quarterbacks on the rosters around the league that maybe, you know, didn't show as much promise.
Yeah, weren't looking comfortable. You're 100% right. Running back. Nick Chubb, Damian Pierce, Woody Marks, Dari Gumbawale, no surprises there. I guess the surprise would be, and maybe we shouldn't have been surprised just based on how he played and the fact that he made the roster last year too, British Brooks is on the team.
Well, but they also, the surprise was that you're looking at the numbers with the running backs, but then especially if Joe Mixon were active, then it would have gotten really interesting. Yeah. But in the preseason games, they were using Jakob Johnson as a fullback, and they did a fair amount of it. And British Brooks was used as a running back. And for a team that really seems to be all about running the football this year and do it in an old school way, I thought that they were going to want a fullback on the roster. Jakob Johnson is the fullback that they signed in the offseason. And I wasn't really like all that impressed with his blocking, but it seemed like that was the direction the Texans were going. I still wouldn't be surprised if they went out and signed a fullback or picked one up off of waivers or something, because they might just not have been as impressed with Like, it's great to have a fullback on your team, but you don't have one just to have one.
Yeah.
You got to have a guy that you feel good about. So that's where I was surprised, just because I still assumed that, all right, they like Jakob Johnson at fullback.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a position where they're not at least shopping around and seeing what's out there, but fullback is one that, yeah, British Brooks is your fullback right now, and he's right. Not a classic fullback. I think.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not saying he can't play fullback. Yep. It's just that Jakob Johnson seemed to be the guy they had designated fullback.
No doubt. Surprise level over 7 wide receivers making the roster.
That I'm surprised at. I thought that Justin Watson was going to be a victim of the numbers game, but they like him on special teams. Obviously, they like him as a receiver, at least in the role that'll probably be used. I think there are a few position battles where special teams is going to be a big factor. Nick Neiman, the linebacker, was a guy that I was curious about because they signed him really just based on his special teams work.
They gave him $4 million guaranteed.
Yeah, and he hasn't played a lot of linebacker at all. So I kind of thought, okay, that's a guy they're probably going to keep just because of special teams. But Frank Ross can't keep everybody.
No.
So they lost Nick Neiman.
Well, and Jamal Hill made that decision hard for them. You know, he had a really good camp, and he ends up making the team. Ironically, on offense, like, the one position group where they're not heavy or light in terms of numbers, where there was very little surprise, I think, ultimately, as to who made the team was offensive line, which is the one that's been a massive state of flux throughout the entirety of the offseason. Like, you and I were talking about these 9 guys a week ago as the 9 guys that they're going to take into the season.
It did. Remember Nick Caserio told us early in camp that they hoped by the Minnesota game, the first preseason game, to have a good idea who were going to be the starters?
I do.
And by and large, at the time, it still didn't seem like they had settled in on their guys.
No.
And yet, except for the fact that Blake Fisher was playing instead of Titus Howard at right tackle, that offensive line from that first preseason game ended up being pretty much, you know, if Titus Howard were going to play and were healthy and all that, or if they were going to play him, he would have been in there at right tackle. That ended up being the Minnesota offensive line ended up being the correct indicator of who the offensive line was going to be.
It did. It would have been interesting if Cam Robinson hadn't gotten hurt at the Greenbrier, if that would have been a more competitive situation with Ariante Ursary.
But remember, before Cam Robinson got hurt on a day in which he was actually running with the second team at offensive tackle,
yes,
and Ariante Ursary was out there. So, I think they seemingly had a pretty good idea of who they probably, you know, like Nick said, by the Minnesota game, I think it was starting to round into shape.
How are you feeling about those 5 heading into week 1?
I feel optimistic. Yeah. I think they're going to be better than last year just because Kaylee has done a lot of good things fundamentally with that group, and they've just been a cleaner operation than they were during training camp last year.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start to look at the individuals, the only guy I'm really bullish on is Ariante Ursary. Mm-hmm. Like, if I look at those 5 starting offensive linemen, I think of, okay, who's got a really bright future and who I think could be potentially an all-pro caliber player? It's Ariante Ursary. And then everybody else is a wait and see how they operate in this system and with C.J. Stroud as their quarterback.
Yep. Over on the defensive side, I don't think any major surprises. They're taking 10 defensive linemen. I think what's interesting is there's still two defensive linemen, one more than the other. Like, Denico Autry, I think, healthy, figures in easily with this group. Kirk Heinisch might have seen his last day as a Texan. I mean, the talent level is just higher now than it was when he made the team back in Lovey's year. But they're keeping him around on the pup list because why not, I guess. He and Denico Autry both on the pup list, so they're going to miss the first 4 games. But they've got 10. They are numbers-wise loaded at defensive end and defensive tackle now.
They've got 10 plus the 2 on the pup list,
right,
in Denico Autry and Kurt Heinisch. That's a lot of defensive linemen. I mean, those 2 on the pup don't count against the roster, but I think that part of it there is, I think they genuinely like all those guys, and at some point they figure, especially if and when Joe Mixon comes back, I don't know what the deal is, when that would be, but there's going to be some natural attrition because of injuries. So some of that'll just, I think D'Amico loves to have as many defensive linemen as possible so you can rotate guys in. If you want to play 8 defensive linemen on game day, And you've only got 8 guys on the roster, guess what? You're not gonna have 8 guys on most game days. Somebody's gonna be injured at any given time. Tommy Togiai is, in my mind, like a better version of what Kurt Heinisch is.
Yes.
That He's, I don't expect him to ever be a double-digit sack guy or anything else like that. He's where he's supposed to be. He can play the run. He can provide push in the pocket. But Togiai just does it with a lot more strength and a lot more power. And he's just got a really good feel for the game. He's just a really smart football player. I like watching Togiai play.
Six linebackers make the team. Jake Hansen survives again. Like Jake Hansen's a good special teamer for this team. When he gets in at linebacker, he does some decent things. Al-Shaair, Christian Harris, Toa Toa, EJ Speed, Jake Hansen, Jamal Hill. So six linebackers. Yep. As you mentioned, Neiman doesn't make the team there.
Well, and Jamal Hill, I was kind of wondering if Jamal Hill and Hansen were going to be in a battle and that only one of those guys would make it. Because I think Jamal Hill's got a lot of upside, but he's very raw. Hansen, they love on special teams. They love that he can play all three linebacker positions. But he's the opposite of Jamal Hill. Doesn't have the ideal measurables, but he just goes out there and plays football.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought they were going to have to make a decision between those two worldviews or types of players, but they managed to keep both of them.
Well, again, if they want to add a third tight end, one of those guys might be in jeopardy, Hansen and Hill. You know, like that's – so it's a for now thing, I think, at that position. They've only got eight defensive backs right now also. If you're asking me a position, I think they are shopping heavy on the defensive back market, Seth, because we have been debating, the ninth and 10th defensive backs. Could it be this guy? Could it be that guy? It turns out it ends up being none of those guys. They cut D'Angelo Ross. They cut Miles Bryant. They cut Damon Arnett. Jalen Reed, the rookie safety, is on IR designated to return. He's been dealing with some sort of leg injury throughout camp. They've got four cornerbacks right now, Stingley Lassiter, Jalen Smith, Tremont Smith, and they got four safeties. One of them is Jalen Petrie, who's not even really a safety. He's more of a hybrid slot corner linebacker type, but Bullock, CJ Gardner-Johnson, MJ Stewart, and Jalen Petrie. Boy, I look at that, Seth, and I think back to that day at the Greenbrier when CJ Gardner-Johnson went down with that injury, and I think, man, can you imagine if that injury wound up being what it looked like that day, what this safety situation would look like right now for this
right.
team?
Right, and I think that they've got at least a couple of the veteran types, like Jalen Reed and, I don't know exactly where you put Arnett, but the guys that are – might get picked up by another team, might not, but just know the system now at all. So you almost like hold them in reserve as potential midseason signings.
Yeah.
But I guess the backup or the guy that you might want at slot corner versus certain types of players, that's where I thought Miles Bryant's ability to play corner or safety, I thought he was safe with that. Right now, Jalen Smith hasn't played in the slot at all that I noticed during training camp. He's been staying on the outside. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they start to try to work him reps in at slot during these next couple weeks. And Tremont Smith's the likely guy that you would look at. But if Tremont Smith if one of those guys has to play as a backup for Kamari or for Stingley at some point, then you start to get really shallow there behind Jalen Petrie. So I think there's... As we've been saying for a while now, I think there's a cornerback who's not currently on the roster who's going to be there come game day, game one.
If I had to pick one position where I feel like they're shopping heavy off of the list of guys who got cut from other teams, or maybe even looking at teams that are overloaded at that position and looking at a trade, it's corner. It's corner and safety. It's in that secondary, no doubt about it.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Got it. All right, speaking of the secondary, Derek Stingley Jr., 18th. On the NFL's top 100. How about that? Derek Stingley Jr. The video was good on Stingley yesterday. Boy, people love watching Derek Stingley Jr. play football. This was Stingley. And again, he's the sixth Texan to get named since number 58.
Most the Texans have ever had since 2011 when they started doing this top 100 list. It's the most Texans that have ever been on. So clearly, this will be the greatest Texans team in the history of Texans.
It may be. It may very well be. And they're all in the top 58. Now, one of them is Joe Mixon, who's not going to see the field for at least the first four games. But I did the math yesterday, Seth, because I've kind of figured out who the guys – you can tell who the guys that haven't been named yet are in this thing. They're down to, like, number 17. So there's still 16 players that haven't been named. But if you just look at all pro lists and stuff, you can tell who they are. The Texans are going to wind up with the second most players in the top 58 of any team in the NFL. Only the Eagles will have more players in the from 58 higher. Mixon, Will Anderson, 46, C.J. Stroud, 39, Nico Collins, 32, Danielle Hunter, 25, and now Derek Stingley Jr. named the 18th best player by his peers. Here was Stingley. This is the very beginning of the video being asked, why should he be in the top 100?
Have you watched the show, Top 100, before?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you've been on it yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it. Why should Derek Stingley Jr. be on the top 100 list?
I don't know. I feel like other people across the league, I just feel like they understand what a good player is. I just feel like I'm good.
And I'm good.
People trying to extract bulletin board material or anything.
Stingley?
It's just pulling teeth. In that moment, he's like, all right, I guess I'll say something
good
about
myself. Rubbing
his
face. You can't see it on the radio. Yeah. He's like rubbing his face.
I'd really just rather it be working out right now. But all right, I guess I'm good. Yeah, makes sense, right? I guess. Not a big math guy, but I feel like. Feel like I'm one of the top 100, I guess. I don't know.
Stingley does look like he wants to just go work out because he's got his hoodie with the hood pulled up over it.
He's like, got no appetite for any of the star stuff or the PR stuff or anything.
Well, check out this montage here. This is a slew of guys right here. They've got other corners talking about Stingley. They've got teammates, Will Anderson, Junior's voice you're going to hear, Kalen Bullock's voice you're going to hear, a bunch of guys saying Stingley's the best corner in football.
The top players at your position.
Whew. Derek Stingley.
Yeah, I mean, bro, Sting for sure, top 100.
He just wants to be so great, like it eats him up inside.
His tape jumps out.
He doesn't have to say much, but when you turn the tape on, it says a lot. His ball skills are unbelievable.
He's traveling with the number one receivers week in, week out, and he's shutting them down.
Williams put it up top for Moore, goes up, it's intercepted. It was Stingley, who had 5 last year.
Tremendous play by Stingley. Moore could not rip it out of his hands.
I mean, he's just a ball hawk. Whenever the ball's in the air, you just see him making the play.
Picked! Intercepted by Stingley.
Yeah, those...
I would say if I had to choose Stingley, if I had to compare him to a villain from a crime show or movie or TV show,
yeah.
I would say... he's like a kinder, gentler Gus from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I think that he just is, like, everything about him is just about getting better at what he does without a whole lot of time for any of the other nonsense. He doesn't have to puff his chest like Al Capone or something. He's Gus. He's just going to he's going to do what it's supposed to very effectively and as efficiently as possible. If you told me that Stingley drove a Volvo, I'd be like, sounds right. That tracks.
Yeah.
Like, give me something dependable that I don't have to think about too much or whatever. It doesn't need to have any sex appeal or whatever. I just want to go play football and be the best meth producer
make
in
my
all
meth.
Of North America.
I want to make my crystal blue persuasion. Yes. Yeah. When they're both quiet, too. You feel like their heart rate
That's
is
the
just
whole,
yeah. Here's Marlon Humphrey and Malik Nabers and a couple of other guys talking about Stingley basically being a wide receiver playing defensive back.
Stingley's a guy. I think his ball skills and athleticism are crazy. The stuff he does is super duper impressive.
He's a receiver at corner. Balls is crazy.
Intercepted off the deflection by Stingley.
Big time. Best in the business.
Catching the interception, like, he is calm when the ball in the air. Like, he's catching the ball like a receiver.
Derek Stingley, his second.
Derek Stingley, the all-pro corner.
Hey, that's all-pro. All-pro. My man, Steve. All-pro Steve. Hey, best in the business, man. Keep going. 2 picks a day. Man, put a team on your back. Outstanding job.
I like that D'Amico, when he's hyping his guys up on the sideline. We saw this in the Daniil Hunter video, too, last week when Daniil Hunter was named 25th. And Daniil Hunter's coming back to the sideline. He's like, defensive player of the year! Defensive player! I love that he yells awards at his guys. Like, all-pro Sting!
He should have belts and trophies made up for them.
Should.
Whether they win the actual award or not.
Dude, yeah. Tank's going to come back sometime this year or next year. He's going to score a touchdown. And D'Amico's going to be like, come back, player of the year! Comeback player,
He's in that bit. He'll have a notepad. He's going to check off their modified qualifications now. Remember, there's he had an actual injury that he was coming back from. It's not just career mediocrity or whatever. They got rid of that. And, okay, cool. He's verified, yes.
Wait.
Has anybody else in the league almost died on the football field?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
You're not going to beat that. Sorry, Tank.
7th in PFF score. Yeah. 7th in PFF at right guard. That's you, Ed Ingram. That's you.
Sports Illustrated buzzworthy player to watch this year.
Right. offensive player of the year watch list. Yeah, watch list.
People's runner-up sexiest man of the year award.
that'd be great. I love D'Amico.
No, you know what? Was it Nabers that was saying that he was like a receiver playing defensive back?
Yeah.
That's when I immediately thought of Travis Hunter. And I thought, man, you know one thing that's hard to do is play 17 games as a cornerback at a really high level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know one reason that Derek Stingley won't be ever a defensive back / wide receiver, except maybe in a few spells here or something? It's because it's really, really hard to stay healthy in the NFL.
Dude, yeah.
Playing one single position. And yet Travis Hunter's already ready to redefine expectations and what it means to be a football player or a human being.
That is a very, very interesting way to frame the Travis Hunter phenomenon here. You know, like that Stingley has the exact same skill set to do what they're talking about Travis Hunter doing in Jacksonville. And if the Texans were to come out and say this week, like, hey, let's pretend they only kept five wide receivers instead of seven. And yeah. Nick Caserio at his press conference at 9 a.m. today says, well, you know, actually, we're going to start toying with using Derek Stingley Jr. on both sides of the football. I would be terrified if I were a Texan fan. Like, terrified. Now, and we have an injury history with Stingley to fuel that fire, obviously. But even if he were, and he was fully healthy last year, and he seems fully healthy this training camp, like, it seems like he's figured some things out health-wise, I would be terrified. And they're all amped up for it in Jacksonville with a guy who's not nearly as sturdy as Derek Stingley Jr., who's a bigger cornerback.
I've always been a fan of doing it with your very best players, guys who are, you know, classic, like, hey, three-sport athlete, captain of the football team, those types of guys that are just good at everything they do, like J.J. Watt. Like, I like using them on the other side of the ball as a change-up and a mix-up for a couple of reasons. One, it can be very effective. J.J. wasn't just a gadget when he played tight end. He had actual hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and athleticism and size had to be accounted for.
Yeah.
But also, I think with those guys, it's like the really great ones, a little bit of novelty. Sometimes you got to force a little bit of novelty on them to just to keep it fresh for them and everything because they're so obsessive about everything. And that it can be good as a rhythm changer in a lot of ways to where they're not spending half their time in practice, but it's a period or two during the week where you just kind of work with it.
Yep.
That I like those kinds of little challenges. I think it benefits everybody involved. So is Stingley, if they decided to have some kind of package that had Stingley as a receiver, I'd be cool with it. I'd be 100% cool with it.
I'd be cool with the package of him doing it. They ain't talking about a package with Travis Hunter. They're talking about him doing it both sides of the football. I would be terrified if they're like, no, he's going to get 60 snaps on both sides of the ball. I'd be like, I'm out. I'm out.
It's
on
like
that.
A lot of those tech companies have they want their people to be working on a side project at any given time.
Yeah.
Like 10% of their time. Like, so go ahead and spend it on something you really care about that might not be your core business, but it keeps things fresh. It keeps the juices
going. Oh, do they
do
that? Is that what they do with those tech companies?
I think Google started doing that, so I'm guessing a lot of people copied it.
Yeah.
The same thing goes with like research scientists. Is sometimes teaching a class, it's usually a pain in the butt, but sometimes it can be a really good thing because if your research isn't going well, you can, like, you've got something to divert yourself.
Yeah. Last one.
Let's do 27 more analogies. No, let's get back to Derek Stingley.
Last one from Derek Stingley. What was this was an easy one. I think this is probably the Texan fans probably have the same answer. Stingley's favorite play of the season last year.
What's the best play you made this season?
Game against Tyreek. At the end of the game, they needed to get down the field. Just figuring they were going to try to take a shot.
Here's a long pass, looking for Hill, and it's picked off! It's intercepted! Stingley's done it again! Stingley's done it again! His second interception! Hill had it, and then he just took it away! And that seals the Houston win.
What a play! That better be defensive player of the week right there. It's him.
He's really a receiver that just amazing that corner.
Man, that's probably the best play I've ever seen, all right? Best play I've ever seen. For you right there to close it out, man, ask you to cover and man coverage and lock guys up, that's what you do.
I forgot about that one, too. Like, he was campaigning for a weekly award right there.
It better be defensive player of the week.
I love that we stumbled upon this dynamic with D'Amico Ryans. He's just yelling. The guys come to the sidelines, he's yelling accolades and awards.
Well, that's where I think that D'Amico's such a good balance of old school and
guys
new
care
school.
About that stuff, man.
Right. Yeah, like, D'Amico totally, you would think there's parts of D'Amico where I think he'd be the guy that's saying, like, don't worry about the awards, don't worry. And he probably does preach all of that, yet at the same time, does want to celebrate the good moments. Like, he's a good balance of still just really drives guys hard, more than people would realize, and just makes it really tough on guys, and yet at the same time is campaigning for weekly awards, not just postseason awards.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious that's an environment where you're just saying what pops into your head, right? There's nothing rehearsed about celebrations down there. And the thing that's popping in his head, defensive player of the week! I love D'Amico Ryans. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Congrats to Derek Stingley Jr. Texans get 6, a team record 6 in the top 100.
I know you love these lists and rankings so much that D'Amico, you realizing that D'Amico does this,
yeah,
is probably he's
validation.
He's raised D'Amico up into Sean. Is he the coach of the century yet? Is he?
I'll let you know tomorrow at 9 a.m. when we power rank the coaches of the century on Payne and Pender.
That would be a tricky one. Houston, let's do that at some point during a slow day during the bye week. Houston coaches of the century. Houston
across all sports
coaches of the century.
Okay, I was
going to
say, if it was just Texans, it'd be a pretty short segment.
Well, I mean, no, it really, whoever gets to a conference championship game is going to be
it's
deadlocked right now until you get to a conference championship.
Are you glad that there's no more Texans that are going to be in the top 100 anymore, that I'm not coming in with all this?
No. I've learned to love it. Yeah. I'm like an arranged marriage with this. Yeah. Okay, like, I see its attributes and can't go anywhere else. So, yeah.
Thanks. Middle Screen says, I'm trying to, this goes back to me being bewildered at people getting excited over other people's weddings, particularly celebrity weddings. I'm trying to think of a person that could get married and have me be genuinely excited for them. I can't think of a single person that could generate more than a nice or an obligatory congrats text. I cannot think of a single person.
I get really excited about people having babies. That I get excited about. The actual marriage is just, I feel like, congratulations on your legal agreement. Congratulations on your changed living circumstances, usually. Okay. Now, the baby's a whole different deal. You've brought a life into the world.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
You know?
And a lot of responsibility.
Right, but I'm happy for that. I was like, hey, this might end up being a much better version of you.
That's true.
It's not a hard task.
That's true.
So... We got to ask Lopez when we come at the toss here. I wonder if this is one of the whitest things we do, though, too. I feel, remember when we went over the whitest things that we do? Mine was, I think, like my need to acquire land by any means necessary.
Right.
I wonder if, culturally, to generalize, if men in Latin cultures feel a little bit differently than us, like pasty whiteys
about weddings.
We'll talk to Lopez about it.
I can tell you, I went to all three Lopez kid weddings.
Yeah,
they were a party, man.
Oh no, yeah, I know, no, and I think just there's a certain to generalize again, an emphasis on family that's just it has a bit of a different flavor necessarily to it than. And us waspy ass.
Yeah. Be careful. This is what got Reggie White in trouble
cynical.
Back in the day.
I know. I'm saying there are cultural differences. That's
Hispanics
all.
Are curious, into the family structure.
And I'm curious to talk to Lopez about what his feelings on the matter might be.
Exactly. Yes, yeah.
I'm just curious.
100%.
Seth Payne canceled for asking a question.
That's right.
Seth Payne canceled for trying to learn more about the world around him. Yes.
All right. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. In honor of D'Amico Ryan's screaming awards at his players as they come off the field after making a big play, question, choose one Texan to win an award this coming offseason based on betting value. I've got the odds for about five or six of them. So I'm giving you $100. Who are you placing a bet on for the Texans to win their respective award this year? We'll do that coming up next.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.